Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back, everyone, to Redevelop That. I'm Derek Allen, here with Tiffany Reardon from the Redevelopment Agency. We are excited to be back with you again today for another exciting interview with Laura Jane Spina with Raffi Architecture. We'll talk a little bit about her here in a second, but we wanted to kind of cover a couple of exciting things, Tiffany, coming up that we have here on Water Street and here in the city that I think you as business owners would be excited to be a part of, or at least come out and maybe promote. What's happening around here?
If you haven't come down to the Water Street District lately, we hope you'll join us every Friday night in August for our August Nights Latin Concert Series on the Plaza. And every Thursday morning, we have the Farmers Market in the grass at Proctor Park downtown. And we constantly have a full event calendar of events that you'll enjoy. Sometimes it's free skating at Lifeguard Arena. Sometimes it's an event in the amphitheater or the plaza. And coming up in the fall, all of our large events return, including Henderson Hot Rod Days.
Sounds exciting. And if you don't know where Proctor Park is, that's actually right in front of the courthouse right across from City Hall. So that's one of our smaller parks in the city that you may not be aware of that is actually a park, but a little bit of grass, a little bit of shade for the farmer's market is always a good thing. So we're excited to have you guys come down and partake in some of the events going on coming forward. So thanks, Tiffany, for all that. And
thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
Take advantage or take for granted that not everyone is down here every day of their life.
That's right. Yeah, living on Water Street.
We hope they will be, though.
That's right. One day. We got a lot of big projects. I know we've talked about in the past coming down with the watermark, and it's moving right along. And so we're excited to have that project come up. And we do have quite a few other projects that will be coming up in the near future that we'll talk about as they get closer to kicking off and getting completed. So we're excited to talk about those. But today we're talking about one of our businesses that have been on Water Street. They were on Water Street for a long time, but they've actually, during the pandemic, downsized a bit and moved off of Water Street. But we still, Laura Jane Spina is actually one of our redevelopment advisory committee members. And so we really appreciate her efforts, and she's been on that committee for a number of years. And so we're excited to have her on our podcast today. Raffi Architecture, Laura J. Spina is actually the principal in charge with Raffi Planning and Architecture and Urban Design. They are in the planning business and architecture business. They've done a lot of recognized, they are recognized planners throughout Nevada, specializing in community development and redevelopment here within the city and throughout the state. They are actually in a number of states that we'll cover during the interview. They do a lot of work in California and Arizona and around the Southwest here. And so we're excited to have Laura Jane on today. So we'll just take a minute, sit back again, relax, and let's... Well, welcome back to Redevelop That with the City of Henderson here. I'm Derek Allen with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. And today we have the great opportunity to come and meet with Laura Jane Spina, or LJ, and to hear her story about her business and what she has done for our community over the past, I should know this, but I'm...
A million years?
No, not that long. Quite a while, though. You've been here a long time and had a great hand in forming and making a transformation to our community here in the city of Henderson.
We moved to Water Street in 2007.
That's okay. So mm-hmm. 2007.
Mm-hmm. 15 years.
Yeah. That was a good run. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as I was going, kind of doing some, looking at some of your background, some of your history and research, you do a lot.
I do a lot.
How do you manage it all? What do you do?
Well, first of all, we always believe that giving back to the community is the right thing to do. And so we highly encourage that amongst our team. And then second of all, it's all about building those teams, you know. And so each project, each endeavor requires different people and different requirements. And so just building that team. And so being able to go out and connect with others helps me get a lot of it done.
Mm-hmm. It definitely takes a team to make it happen.
It does. I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that have so much more expertise in areas I don't. I want to always put my best foot forward. So in building those teams, that allows me to do that.
So just for a little background, Raffi Architecture is a woman-owned business. And you cover basically the whole gamut of it planning, from space planning, interior design.
Yes. So we are a disadvantaged, so we're a DBE. We're also an SBE, a small business enterprise, as well as a woman-owned business enterprise. So we cover all the gamut. I got to do that because the recession hit back in 07, and we had to figure out what we were going to do and how to keep our doors open. So we went and got all of our different certifications in order to do that, and then started working and increasing our opportunities by going into the federal market. And those certifications allows you to play with different buckets of money. Mm-hmm. And so that has really been helpful for us. It's been really very successful in those doing those endeavors. So
That's awesome. I mean, that's amazing to be able to tap into, you know, all those markets and to be able to really make an impact in each of those, you know, each of those areas. And so I know your firm is more than just Nevada.
We're licensed in 9 states.
Okay.
And can certainly get reciprocity in others when needed or required. We're not allowed to market in states that we're not licensed in, so it's important for us to do that. But because we've had so many different opportunities, as you had mentioned before, the federal work, we did a lot more municipality work, but then with the recession came, a lot of that municipality stuff dried up, and so we were able to diversify and get into the federal government. And then once we were pretty secure there, we recently have been working with more private entities. And so, again, just trying to diversify so we don't get stuck in that situation that we happened before where, you know, our market had all closed. So, and now municipalities are coming back. So it's been a good process. And like you had mentioned, it allows us to work in a lot of different aspects and on a lot of different projects.
I'd imagine as a never having been in a part of a small business or, you know, kind of the private side of the world, that diversification is probably a huge, huge aspect of making sure you stay viable. And
in the construction world, you know, my mother always says you have steak years and then you have tuna casserole years and you have steak years and you have tuna casserole years because it's a bumpy ride through construction. And so this has kind of helped us level it out. When that market goes away, then others are usually opened. So that diversification has been significant in us staying alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can have like a chicken cacciatore across the middle, right?
I'm going to tell Mother that. That's great.
Like you said, level it out there a little bit.
It really does help.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, throughout your years, like you said, you've been able to work in a lot of, you know, different types of venues and then the federal and municipality. Mm-hmm. You know, what has been some kind of your highlights of your career or your business that you look back on thinking, wow, we made a real impact there? Or
so most recently, we just had the NFL district. The Allegiant Stadium area district. Right. We did the master plan for that district, area. We just got that approved. So that was really exciting and
That's
a fun
awesome.
Job. It's funny how those types of plans come together. Mm-hmm. And of course, it has to be a document that's constantly changing and updating itself because that area is going to really go through some big changes, I think, over the next few years. I think it's really important to also mention that some of the work that we got during the recession, doing the federal work. We've been out over at Edwards Air Force Base, working with NASA for about 15 years now.
Oh, wow.
The federal opportunities also now include, I'm in a couple of stables out at the test site, working for MSTS.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just turned in a proposal yesterday for Hutton Indian Housing to help the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority update about 60 units and a couple of other ancillary buildings. Oh, and you know about Landsman Gardens there in Henderson.
Yeah.
We did that several years back.
Yep.
So that was kind of the beginning of when we started working with the Housing Authority. So we've been with them about 9 years. And then we also now, like I said, we're trying to get more into the private sector. So we've been working with Green Valley Grocers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on a brand new brand for them as well to go in Henderson also. So
nice.
That's pretty exciting news.
Yeah.
Yep. And then also, while we were trying to diversify ourselves, we got into hospitality a little bit.
Oh.
And so we were able to help MGM with the rebranding of the Monte Carlo to the park. And we had never worked with MGM, so they gave us all the back of house stuff to do, and that went so well, they ended up giving us 5 retail spots.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And even though NASA sounds really sexy, the work out there isn't, so to be able to have some work on the strip, like the retail spots, and we feel very fortunate to have that, so that's pretty lucky. And back in the olden days, our firm, Dad was one of the original designers of the Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
And then before MGM bought it, it was the Marina.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so, you know, our strip days are long, have been long, very long. We also have worked at the airport off and on for years. But as you guys know, my heart's really with libraries.
Mm-hmm.
So we've also been very fortunate in doing several libraries here in town. So
very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys have definitely had a diverse career and diverse interest in a lot of things. And that's awesome. I mean, you know, of course, coming from the redevelopment agency, we have to, you know, we have to put our plug in there for, you know, those types of projects that that help revitalize older parts of our community. And
redevelopment's a wonderful tool, you know, and I don't know if you guys realize, but our firm was one of the founders of RAN, Redevelopment Association of Nevada, and so we've been members of that for years and years because we really do believe in it. It's a great tool. You know, it helped us develop our property. It's just been, I think, gives such an advantage to different businesses or homeowners, and you guys have offered so many different programs to help folks, and it's created you guys to take different turns and do different programs from signage to fencing to whatever. So, yeah, I think it's a great tool.
We definitely had to diversify ourselves.
Yes.
And recreating what we do and how we can react to the market and react to the needs of the community in the redevelopment areas. So, yeah, we ride along there with you and finding ways to help and reach out to those property owners and businesses and within those, you know, those blighted areas.
How rewarding.
Yeah.
To be able to help folks like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's definitely, you know, you mentioned like Landsman's Garden. You know, that definitely is one of those areas where it was a...
It was blighted and needed somehow.
Needed some physical physical upgrades and some bring back to life a little bit. And so those are just, that was a great example of, you know, how change within our redevelopment areas can really impact neighborhoods and impact the overall community. Speaking of big projects, of course, Cadence is one of our big 2,200 acre, but what was once a blighted
dump.
It's just it's just dirt.
Yep.
Contaminated dirt out there.
Yep.
Is turning into a huge master plan community for the.
And look how popular it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know, and I saw in some of your background and some of your research, you worked in some other redevelopment areas redevelopment projects throughout the city or throughout the state.
Yes, and being involved with RAN has helped us with that, the Redevelopment Association of Nevada. So, we've helped Ely, we've helped Elko, we've helped Mesquite. I worked on the Boulder City one with Larry Bender. So yes, we helped with the expansion of the city of Las Vegas's redevelopment area at one time. Yeah. So we've done quite a few master plans or redevelopment plans.
And that's awesome. And, and we even have the great opportunity and great pleasure to work with you on our redevelopment advisory committee.
Woo-hoo!
For how long have you been on that?
Since I think 07 or 08, so about 14, 15 years.
Been
and then I missed a meeting and now I'm chair.
See what happens when you...
Darn Mark McGinty.
I'll teach you to come to the meetings,
that's right,
all meetings.
That's right.
If you're not there,
COVID,
I guess,
what COVID?
Yeah. Nothing like being being nominated and elected. And
that's right.
Didn't even get a vote, so that's... I love those meetings. So that's awesome.
You know, and those have been great meetings too, because a lot of those people, you know, through the years, the board's changed, and it's been fun to meet all the other people who want to contribute to the community. It's, you know, you can tell it's heartfelt because it's a volunteer job, you know. So I think that's been fun part for me too, is to get to meet all the different personalities. And now we have a new board, I mean, not all of us are new, but quite a few.
Yeah. No, and that's what I think is exciting about that committee, that advisory committee, is that it gives opportunities for our community, you know, leaders to come in and really learn about redevelopment and learn about what's going on in our, you know, areas that are, you know, that are aging, that have not seen a lot of investment over the years, and, you know, what's going on there, and, you know, what can we, you know, what's being done to help those particular
parts. And each council member brings their expertise and their knowledge, you know, the questions, you know, that some might ask Ron, for example, I probably would never have thought of,
right,
you know,
sure.
So just because of his background experience with finance and so I really enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
I learn a lot.
That's good. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your efforts and your work that you've put towards that committee.
Well,
and
it's rewarding.
And help
I'd
out.
I'd love to be able to help folks. Yeah.
And
look at all the cool development of Water Streets now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah,
we had big vision. We had big plans. It just took us a little while to get there.
Right.
But look at that. It's just so cool.
It's finally come along. Getting to the, and we still have more to come. There's
so cool.
There's still a lot more to happen down there. And so we're excited, to see the.
But there's a fire burning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Things a lot of interest.
Hot,
a lot
hot,
of,
hot.
I know.
It's good.
Got to cool it a little so we make sure we keep people coming in, right?
Yeah.
Not too much. Just warm it out. Level it out. Let's level that out. So, awesome.
Well, it has really been the pebble that was thrown into the pond, because not just Water Street, but you can tell that it's rippling out to the adjacent neighborhoods and adjacent areas, you know, the stuff that's happening on Boulder Highway even, you know,
and
pretty
that's
cool.
Always, Boulder Highway's always been a big impediment through the east side of Henderson, east side redevelopment area. And yeah, definitely the amount of planning and effort that's gone into re-envisioning the Boulder Hot Corridor and the new development that's coming along in that area is, like he says, will be transformational, not just for that part of the city, but for the whole city.
Yes.
And making it feel like
connected,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
So we'll see how that turns out here in the future. But so just kind of in wrap up, you know, I like to find out a little bit of more personal items of things maybe you like to do. I know I learned some today that you like skiing.
Yeah, I told you that I like to snow ski, and ride my bike.
You ride your bike.
I got my new bike.
So I'm going to throw it out there. You know, being a snowboarder skier, you know, what's your favorite place to go skiing?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we talked about Europe.
Yeah,
the Swiss Alps are pretty nice. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Jackson Hole is fun.
Yeah.
Close by. Like I was telling you, we like to go to Park City and visit our pals,
City,
the Feddersons. And so,
Awesome.
And then bike riding. I got my new bike.
That's
and
right.
So
that,
I got my pedal assist bike. So now I'm zooming all over town.
That's
feel like a kid again. That's great.
Well, we'll invite you to the bike committee meeting.
Please
and,
do.
And start giving testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Testimony there and be like, get out and ride.
So, especially with all our great trails all through Henderson.
I know that's having
inside information with the Public Works Department. I know all of our future road projects will have some type of bike amenity included with it. So
and should be.
And so yeah, uh-huh. So it's only, you know, our bike network and our trails are only going to grow and get better.
That's right.
So
I like that.
So yeah, so uh-huh. We got to get you around the city safe.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to, on a personal note, yeah. Say thank you to my mom and dad. Yeah. Because, you know, I am part of the second generation of the firm, they've taught me everything I know. So it's feel very fortunate. You know, not everybody gets to walk in those shoes. And so I feel very lucky. So, yeah, shout out to Mom and Dad.
Well, the name of the firm is?
Yeah, Robert A. Field and Inc. That's what RAFI stands for. Yeah. Yep. So, it's feel very fortunate. And we try to create a family atmosphere throughout. So we really treat the people that we work with love and as a family member. Shoot, you know, I spend more time with them than I actually do with, you know, my kids. So it's important, I think, to pass the love and share the love.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know I have the same feeling sometimes too at my office. I'm like, man, I care a lot. It's always good to get along and enjoy the work you do. And, mm-hmm. I know you guys enjoy the work you do.
Love it. Every day is a different day.
It's a different day, mm-hmm. And a new challenge. Mm. And so we look forward to see a lot more. Come from.
I'll be in your hair all for a long time to come.
I don't have that much hair, so. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, and thanks for having me. It's very fun.
Meeting with us. So we'll look uh-huh. forward to seeing you in the future.
Redevelop that.
That's right.
Well, thanks, Laura Jane, for that sitting down with us and taking a minute of your time to share with us your experiences and your vision as a small business owner and a successful architectural firm and planning firm here in Southern Nevada. We really value your experience and many things that you've been able to contribute to the redevelopment here within the city of Henderson and throughout Southern Nevada, and even your ability to go out and enjoy the snow skiing and a little outdoor activities. Where I'm always excited about hearing about snow skiing.
It's been really fun, LJ, to hear how your business has had to pivot and adjust to multiple things such as the pandemic. And I really think that other business owners will be able to learn from you and your experience and your knowledge. And you've really played such a vital role in the redevelopment of downtown. And we appreciate you so much.
Yeah, we really have appreciated your leadership and guidance in helping us to really make an impact in redevelopment here in downtown Henderson, and like I said, throughout our community. So thanks again, LJ, for sitting down with us. We look forward to hearing from you again in the future. And for all you listeners out there, if you're interested in being on our podcast, feel free to reach out to me. You can get me at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, .allen@thecityofhenderson.com. And you can always go visit our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. And you'll be able to find the podcast there and some more information about redevelopment here in the city, what's going on. And you can see some of our event calendars and activities that we have. And so we really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us again and listen in on what's going on in redevelopment in the city of Henderson. Look for our next episodes coming up here shortly. We have quite a few new businesses and interesting businesses out there that we're excited to have had the opportunity to sit down and talk with those owners. And so look for our new podcast coming up very soon.
And just one last side note, if you want to reach out to Laura Jane, you can always find her at raffiarchitecture.com.
That's perfect. Thanks, Tiffany, for throwing that in there. So, see you soon.